From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. This is the busiest time of year for beekeepers who breed and sell queen bees to help replenish honeybee colonies, and the breeders say the drought may lead to additional demand. Dry weather reduces the amount of forage available to bees, meaning beekeepers could need to buy more queens to restock the hives. Bee breeders say demand for new queens has been so intense that they've tried to turn away prospective customers. After blasting the EPA for 13 years of interminable delay, the Federal Appeals Court in San Francisco set a 60-day deadline for the agency to either ban agricultural use of the pesticide chlorpyrifos or set new and safer exposure levels for the chemical. The dissenter in the 2-1 decision, according to Agriculture.com, said the short time frame virtually guarantees a ban. First marketed in 1965, chlorpyrifos has been linked to learning disorders and can cause nausea, dizziness, and confusion. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers at the South Texas border crossing at the Far International Bridge intercepted drugs in a strawberry shipment on Thursday. The Packer.com reports officers referred a tractor-trailer hauling a commercial shipment of fresh strawberries for further inspection and found 177 packages of alleged methamphetamine hidden in the strawberry boxes. The bundles of narcotics weighed 411 pounds and are valued at $8.2 million. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.